This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
You know, I guess the eternal question is, should you care about the Chaz Zone and Roz running Seattle? Should you care? If you're not in Seattle, should it bother you? If you're not in a major Democrat city that may descend into this, should it bother you? Should we just let this happen? I think there's a fair debate on both sides. I think it was also a setup for President Trump that he did not take the bait on. So I would at least agree with the non-response there. I'm more upset with the president for not arresting the treasonous actors, but that's a side issue. He's letting the left destroy its own cities, and I think that's what they deserve. Now, Rob, you've broken some news here. One, the Chaz Chop Zone has actually gotten a little smaller. It went from 4 blocks to 6 blocks, but also that I guess as time goes on, the whole agenda or the whole purpose of everything is kind of getting lost. And then they realize, you know what, most people are just coming in here to party during the day or during the night, and then they leave. People are taking that personally. So where do you see this situation going, and what else do you need to report right now?
I don't see how much longer they can last. Like I said, yesterday there was a lot of infighting, and they called out each other for not being able to shower, not being prepared. They explained that if honestly, like you said, it's a good no response from Trump, because if he was to come in here and take these people out, like the ones who are still here right now, they're defenseless, they're helpless. Like, he's gonna have to take most of them to the state hospital, which are closed. So, like, there is no long run here. They know that this is not going to last forever, especially that one of the security guards I was talking yesterday. They're like, yeah, we know we're not ready, because this might not even last forever, but we need to get our point across. And I was telling Dario, man, like, Jack Posobiec, he's not allowed in here. ABC, they're probably not going to let back in here. There's a lot of these news organizations who are coming in here and not, you know, are putting gas to their fire and kind of making it worse for them being here, because they're making it seem like a war zone. That's only going to tempt people to, oh, why isn't Trump doing anything? Like, if people were to come out here, it's like right now, they'd be like, well, this is the morning of Woodstock. Like, it's actually just clean. That's all it is. So the people are going to get tired of giving donations. People are going to get tired of helping each other out. And like you said, you hit it right on the nail. They don't want to live in an advanced civilization. So what happens when they're like, damn, I miss kind of laying in my own bed. I miss laying in my, you know, taking a bath.
Having like a shower. Yeah. What's this? They can't even take showers?
No, there's not a shower set up out here at all. There's a hand washing station. There's one hand washing station. Like, that's it. They don't really have running water. It's literally all off of donations. It's like a third world country who knows kind of how to clean up after each other or themselves. But the only people who are cleaning are the volunteers. So I don't see this lasting long.
Well, yeah, the average music festival like will go as long as like a week. You know, people get burnt out or whatever. I mean, is that kind of like where the energy you're feeling right now? It's just like, okay, we're kind of getting burnt out. This was fun, but there's nowhere this can really go from here.
That's what I feel. But these guys are amped up, man, and I will say this for sure, man. I wouldn't be able to be giving you this interview right now, or we weren't being able to stay up as late as we did last night if I didn't have Turbo Force. Like, Turbo Force is the best thing that we probably have, in my opinion, at the store.
Wait, are you on Turbo Force right now?
Right now. Like, that was one of the first things I did before I even brushed my teeth and took a shower. We have a hotel, guys. I'm not, like, we stayed here maybe pretty late last night. I could have stayed the night, but we went to take a shower. But yeah, man, definitely Turbo Force. I can go for another literally 5-6 hours without eating, no problem. Get some energy from eating and keep going. But it really has died down here, man. And I think that maybe after they wake up and, you know, things get going, yesterday around 2 o'clock.
All right, we got to take a break. Stay right there. We're back in 60 seconds. You've got the Turbo Force Energy, so let's keep Rob with us for another segment here on the Alex Jones Show. Breaking news live, boots on the ground from Chop Chaz Nation.
Globalists have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew when they launched this whole situation that they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news, today and now. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
Apparently that's a thing, I don't even know. All right, we got Rob Boots on the Ground from Chop Chaz. Chop Chaz Chop. So Chaz, you do the Chaz Chop with me? Maybe that's what the Chop Chaz needs to kind of reunify and re-energize, because apparently the movement is starting to die down as the food shortages and the lack of showering and such, and people are just getting burnt out. But let me ask you this question, Rob, as you're live on the boots on the ground there from Chaz Chop. The president signed an executive order today on police reform. Some of the president's most ardent supporters and a lot of conservative commentators are saying that it's not a victory for President Trump, a huge victory for Democrats and for the left, who are not going to vote for him anyway. But I'm curious, and maybe they're not awake yet, so they may not know about this executive order, but Trump signs an executive order on police reform. This is right along the lines of what these people want. Do you think there'll be any give? Do you think there'll be any praise? Do you think they'll even hear about this?
They won't hear about it, and they won't care, because they don't want reform. They want abolishment. Even, like, what's crazy is some of the sweetest people we've talked to, man, and they warm-hearted, like, just volunteers. They're like, so what do you think they should do? What kind of reform? Oh, we don't need reform. They just need to be gone. They need to be gone. They need to let these people. And it's funny because they literally say these people. They need to let these people take care of themselves. And it just shocks me how many people are for abolishing and just total disbandment of the police department. And it's like, okay, so what do you want? Like, state government? You want federal government? They're like, I don't know. All we need is the local police to be gone. We don't care. And it's like, you can tell they only know those talking points. So, I guess they don't want this precinct back open as an actual precinct at all. They want it to be a community center, so... Some people say they're not leaving until that's a community center. And some people are saying, well, we just want some type of changes. So the ones who are actually living here, they want abolishment. They don't want reform.
Have they been able to think down the line with this? I mean, does that put Roz in charge, or do they get their own guns, or is there no law enforcement? Is it just anarchy, or what do they even think about that?
They're mindless, dude. There is no thinking. They can't logically think ahead. That's like I was telling, I might have told you or Harrison yesterday, but standing in the middle of the crowd during the weekend, you're surrounded by a crowd of zombies. No one knows where to go. No one knows what they're doing, why they're there. They're just in the shop. They're like, holy shit, Lord, holy excuse me. But like, it's just, they don't know why
him. He's
here,
in
man.
Chop Chaz.
That's what it is.
They got a little mouthy over there. It's a new language they're developing.
But
we forgive your Chaz accent.
People.
It's okay.
Thank you
were speaking chop for a second. We get it.
But it's just how many people are mindless, man. It's getting frustrating.
And well, here's what I don't understand. and this is just basic common sense. It's like, if we're just, like, if Rob and I are, say, you know, just hanging out after work or, you know, having a drink at a bar or something, we're just having a conversation. It's like, we don't even get, like, modern common sense in conversation anymore. It's like, okay, well, there are some issues with police and stuff. We could reform some stuff. I'd be down to reform some stuff. I'd say, all nonviolent criminals that are currently in jail, you know, should be released. Nonviolent criminals should not be behind bars. Okay, there's some reform that would help, I think, and would appease some people. Okay, let's end the war on drugs. Let's get police stopped from pulling us over for not having a seatbelt or being on our cell phone or some other such nonsense. Let's just stop giving police these tiny tic-tac reasons to get involved in our lives and bother us. Hey, that's reform I think everybody could get behind. But no, now we just attack the police, and now we open it up for the left to get even more violent.
Yes, man. And what do you think? Where do you think these criminals that they let go because of coronavirus are going to go? Oh, to the land where there's no laws? I mean, what happens when these places start popping up all over the United States and they call in these protests? Like, what happens if they take over Congress and, you know, 35? What happens when they shut down the highway for the autonomous zone? And then we have just illegals. We have all these felons. Like, they're all living in this crazy area. Like, you're right, dude. It's just going to be anarchy, and they don't see that. And what you're talking about reform right now, I just saw some police reform right now. This guy literally stole a whole thing of donuts from one of the places, and they started chasing him. They were like, no, don't chase him. He's not well. And it's like, so you can steal as long as you just say you're not well? Like, it's...
Oh, boy, well, that gave the liberals carte blanche to steal everything, which they're already doing.
Exactly. Exactly, man. And... Even we tracked down that business that supposedly got looted, and the guy was like, no, the windows were already broken. I was like, do you want to tell a story? But there's no story. Like, they did this a couple of days ago. It's like, okay. Like, it's just so many people are so misunderstanding the whole situation over here. Like, it's a war zone. But at the same time, they are letting these people do whatever they want. They say they have medics and doctors who are official who are just undercover. And it's like, man, so many mentally ill people are out here. There's no doctors out here, man. There's people.
Yeah, that's not a recipe for disaster. Oh, yeah, I'm a doctor. Here, come have some surgery. Yeah, you never see your liver again. What about there were rumors that Bikers for Trump or some other Trump groups were headed up or into the zone. Have you seen or heard any of that?
No, man. I did have some people reach out and say that one said that they were coming, and then another said that they're planning a 4th of July cleanup celebration over here. So they're saying if this is still going on around the 4th of July, that they are going to come up here and they're going to peacefully clean up the trash that has been occupying this space. So that's going to be an interesting event come July 4th. But as of right now, it's really no action. Yesterday, you know, Patriot Prayer showed up and they didn't really hassle them too much. We also got a breakdown of why that other pastor who was assaulted, like his name was actually Matthew. We met his friend, and that guy is mentally ill, and he was running around putting his speaker inside people's ears. That's why they were trying to take a speaker from him, and the people who were beating him up or supposedly beat him up were his own people because he was going around and trying to hurt other people.
Well, so, explain this because that's it. I'm glad that you broke this story because a lot of people wouldn't have heard that. I mean, because it sounds to me like they're pretty much rejecting most, if not all, media. So how do they expect the truth to get out when they're not letting media in and stories can easily be distorted or twisted?
That's exactly what we broke down to them. And when we said that to them, it was just like an eye-opening event. Dude. They were like, oh, you know what? Yeah, let him boo. Let him through. So it's when you're genuine with these people, when you actually have a conversation and they see that you're not here out to, like, make them look bad, then it's kind of a whole different outlook. But, you know, CBS and ABC who were out here, you know, they're out here for their money shots. So they're trying to get in, and the security that they do have here, you know, they bumped heads with them. And they got to the point to where the CBS cameraman bodyguard, he threatened to sue somebody because they touched his cameraman. And the guy that he said that to, he just laughed. He stopped and he looked at him. He laughed. He goes, where are the cops going to come for you, bro? And that cameraman and the bodyguard had this like, oh, you know, like, oh, yeah, we're, there's no cops coming. He's like, yeah, so you better listen or you're going to get knocked out. and they backed up and they were off. So it's like, if you're not really accepted in this community, they will treat you, you know, as you saw with the guy with the Trump flag. You know, they didn't treat him too nice. So if they don't like you out here, they definitely will make you get out.
I would say that CHOP Chazistan is the epitome of what the left wants for every city in America. And so it's kind of a test run. And so we'll give them the test run and we'll see how successful or how lack of successful it is. All right, Rob, anything else you want to report before we let you go?
Not much, man. We're going to be here all day and all night. And we'll be at the Daily Chaz, we'll be giving you daily updates, videos and pictures of the days, you know, course and what's going on out here. So we'll bring you all the news we can out here as long as we are out here.
All right. The people of CHOP have spoken. He's kind of got like a HB V1 CHOP visa. It's unofficial. Rob has the HB V1 CHOP visa he's allowed to work there for another couple of days. And then they're going to have to renew his application process so that he's allowed to stay in the CHOP Chazistan country. All right, when we come back, I'm going to open up the phone lines and cover some of this news and take your calls. We'll be right back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Schroyer.
All right, I said I'd take your call, so I'm going to open up the phone lines, but we're really only going to have one segment to do it, but we'll just do that anyway. And then Alex Jones is going to be coming back before Paul Joseph Watson takes over in the fourth hour. So the phone number to call if you want to get in, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. In the meantime, I will do some news coverage here. New York Police Department disbands plainclothes units involved in many shootings. Well, that's a misnomer. What they did was they disbanded the anti-crime units, which were actually the most responsible for gun arrests for illegal guns and criminals that had guns that weren't supposed to. So I'm sure that'll go really well for New York. Federal execution set to resume after nearly two-decade hiatus. Did John Brennan just crap his britches? Next LGBTQ rights legal battle looms after Supreme Court victory. Oh! This is such a joke. In fact, I think I'm going to go all the way. Would this be considered extreme right-wingism or extreme left-wingism? I now declare I think that it should be legal for you to discriminate in your place of business. Why not? Hell, you can discriminate against a conservative or a whitey. Why not just say you can discriminate against everybody? So now, everybody has minority or special protections. And based on that ideology, I can literally just claim I'm a woman right now. But they won't allow that because they realize how ridiculous it is. But it's nice that the Supreme Court is now up here, you know, talking about sex again and talking about wee-wees and pee-pees. While the country is being burned to the ground. Real good job, Supreme Court. You guys are just right on the money. Yeah. Let's talk about gay sex at the Supreme Court. All right. That'll be the big issue. Let's protect people that chop their wieners off. Yeah. Can't discriminate against them. What a joke. U.S. casinos push for cashless gambling payments, citing virus. There you go, cashless society. Now, if you remember, I gave you, it was like the phase 10 or 9 phase plan or whatever it was for the New World Order, and that was one of them, the cashless society. Now they're go ahead and rolling it out. FDA releases this. Coronavirus update. FDA revokes emergency use authorization for chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine. Another misnomer. It was never meant as a reactive measure. It was a preventative measure. So they're lying about it again. These people are sick, man. The FDA, I guess they just want you to die. I guess that's just how that goes. Yeah. Just wear your mask and get hypoxia, too. It's all good. Oh, did you see Malik Obama, the brother of Barack Obama, tweeted out a birth certificate and claimed that Barack Obama was born in Kenya, which would, of course, make him an illegitimate president, and therefore everything he did illegitimate, and thus proving the left to be the dumbest people in American history. But we'll see if anything of that pans out. Buck Sexton says, how long do you think it will be before someone gets canceled for wearing a T-shirt that says Fox News? Now, this is all because Mike Gundy, who is an outspoken football coach at Oklahoma State, which is one of the most conservative states in the union, had an OAN shirt on, like, oh, wow, it's so bad. But, you know, here's this whole notion, like, somehow Fox News is beyond reproach, but if you're OAN or InfoWars or something else and on the fringe, like, yeah, you wear that T-shirt, you deserve it. But don't come after Fox. No, not us. We're above it. That notion is BS. That's the totalitarianism of Fox to control the conservative movement, folks. And again, it was Buck Sexton complaining that there's no mothership for conservatives where you can't get banned. I guess you've never heard of InfoWars or Banned Out Video. Queen Latifah, let Gone with the Wind be Gone with the Wind. So they're banning Gone with the Wind. Folks, you know what this is really about. This isn't about racism. Have you seen Gone with the Wind? Now, it's been a while since I've seen it, but you understand that Gone with the Wind, the quote-unquote racism in Gone with the Wind, you realize that's the Democrat Party. It literally tells the story about the KKK converting to Democrats and their racism. So the reason why Google is rewriting history, claiming that Democrat and Dixiecrats are Republicans, the reason why they're getting rid of HBO Gone with the Wind is because they don't want you to know the truth about the Democrats. The Democrats were the part of the KKK. In fact, I'm now almost convinced that Biden is the head of the KKK. I'm not even joking. I think the Democrats are still to this day running KKK operations. I'm not even kidding you. And Biden may be the leader. Folks, you can go look up when the Republicans launched their platform after freeing the slaves. The Democrats put out propaganda for their candidates or for their politics. Literally on the pamphlets, it was attacking black people, calling them the N-word, depicting them as clowns. Yeah, there it is right there. That's the damn Democrats. They're erasing that history, folks. Google and the establishment are erasing the Democrat history of their racism, of slavery, of the KKK. Joe Biden is the leader of the KKK. Charles Barkley warns of slippery slope when it comes to NFL kneeling. I'm done with the NFL. Sad to say, I've been a big NFL fan. I love watching football, especially on Sundays. They won't get another dime from me. I will never go to an NFL game. They won't get another minute of my time if they ever do kick off their season. Done with all these leagues. Done with the NBA. Now, I haven't gotten any BS from the NHL or the MLB as far as some virtue signaling leftist BS. But the moment I do, I'm done with them as well. I'm done with anybody who's promoting propaganda in my face. Done. Mayor Adler puts this out today here in Austin. Wearing face coverings in public helps prevent the spread of COVID-19. You can kiss my ass. This simple action makes a big difference in our community. Help each other. Wear your masks. Shut the hell up. I'm not wearing a damn mask. Oh, by the way, Mayor Adler and the city of Austin are now not only funding Planned Parenthood and giving them free rent on a building that would be millions annually. Now your taxpayer dollars are going to transportation for people to get an abortion. Wow. But your tax dollars here in Austin don't stop there. They've now painted Black Austin Matters on Congress Avenue. We're being ripped off and stolen and robbed from seven ways to Sunday by the Democrats, folks. Makes me sick. Tessa Majors, remember her? No, probably not. Just a white girl who was murdered in the park by black men because she was white. Nobody heard about her. So that sentencing is going down right now. Oh, how about this? New York police finds no criminality after officers sickened at Shake Shack. Appears to be accidental. It appears to be accidental. Oh, the only three customers that got sick all day long at Shake Shack happened to be three police officers that had bleach in their shakes. But, oh, that's just a coincidence. They didn't intentionally try to poison those officers, even though Shake Shack put out BLM propaganda just days before. No. Folks, you understand, the left is literally getting away with everything. Next will be murder. You think that's a joke? You think that sounds crazy? They've gone this far. The left will get away with murder next if we don't stop them now. This is attempted murder. They tried to murder police.
It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of True Nascent Iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Matter or just some black lives? Oh, the black lives killed by black men matter, right? Yes. Yes? Yes? The black babies killed in the abortions clinics matter, right? Thought so. The black officers killed by that bastard in Minnesota, that matters too, right? Yes. Okay. But the black babies that are killed in the abortion clinics don't matter, do they? Medical people. Do their lives matter? Does the future of our black babies matter? Huh? What's up? What's up? Awful quiet now, aren't they? Uh-huh. It's okay if we kill them in the womb, right? But you have a problem when you don't seem to really have a problem when we kill them on the streets. Yes, well, we know they're the same issue. If we don't respect the lives of our unborn children enough to save them and fight for them, our lives mean nothing once we're born.
And there's the ultimate truth right there, ladies and gentlemen. And it just shows you how brainwashed the masses are. You say Black Lives Matter, they're all, ah, woo-wee! And then he's like, yeah, what about the black men killing black men, like in Chicago? Silent. What about the black babies that are aborted? Silent. What about the black police that got murdered? Silent. These people don't care about black lives. They care about just the destruction of America and whatever front fraud group that they can use to bring that down on us. We're going to go to your phone calls real quick. I'm just sickened at what I'm seeing. And the president said we get sick of winning. You realize that people who are defending themselves right now from these leftist mobs are all being arrested? Do you realize that? Makes me sick. Including a man who was attacked for defending a statue. He shot one individual. He was violently attacked, but now he's the criminal. That's been happening nationwide. Harvard professor, defunding police is not a solution. Could cost thousands of black lives. Doesn't matter. Black Lives Matter doesn't care about black lives. It's a front group to destroy America. Activist who said white racists are the enemy at a protest, leaves the protest, and is then molested and murdered by a black man. Woke mobs destroying statues of anti-slavery figures. There's also some conflict happening around the world. India and China at the border there. North Africa as well. And France and Seoul and North Korea. There's some something was exploded over there. So it's just crazy. Protests everywhere. It's just, this is globalism, folks. All right. Let's go to the callers and go to Ken in South Carolina. Go ahead, Ken.
Hey, Owen. Great to be with you.
Thanks for calling.
I want to address the shooting in Atlanta, Georgia. I believe Rayshard. I don't even remember his last name offhand because I'm
out. Yeah, the guy that abused women and beat a child.
Oh, no. He's an innocent bystander shot dead as he fled from cops.
Oh, yeah, the guy that fought police and shot him with a taser.
Well, I don't know if he landed that punch, but doggone it, he was pretty good. And the one cop tried a jiu-jitsu move but didn't know how to execute a rear naked choke. But that's my point. I see a systematic problem on both sides of the coin. Now, personally, I've worn a badge and a gun in a very short time, and most of my arrests were drunk. So I fault the two police officers, even though they were respectful and nice. Before they were going to arrest him, they should have made sure that he knew he couldn't escape, and they should have both had one arm ready to cuff, and the cuff should have been hidden behind their back. That's what you do. Because 9 out of 10 drunks, they're out of their mind, and they're going to run or they're going to wrestle with you. So they were the worst calls we ever had, and that's mostly what I had to arrest. 300 arrests, never had to draw my gun on those arrests, and no problem. But here's the thing. Let me count the felonies. Oh, and he committed no less than 4 felonies that night. And people have to realize that we have empowered police with the privilege of shooting a fleeing felon in order to stop their escape. You know the law. You and I can't shoot a fleeing felon because we don't have a badge right now. So if someone commits a felony and breaks contact and runs, we have to give chase, but we cannot shoot them. But we give the special privilege of shooting felonies in order to stop an escaping felon to the police. That is a special privilege that they're given. So you cannot let people think, I don't care if they're white, black, brown, whatever. You can't brace a man or slap a man or punch a man with a gun, let alone commit the felony of disarming a police officer, assaulting, felonious assault on the police officer, felonious resisting arrest, and obviously felony DUI, and then not expect something to happen. The shoot is righteous, whether we like it or not. Now, personally, I wouldn't have shot the guy, but I'm Monday morning quarterbacking it. My thing is, if I have his wallet already, he can run all he wants to. I've got him on drunkenness. He can't get his car, so I'm going to let him go, and we're going to go get 4 felonies against him and send the sheriff's department to go pick him up nice and peaceably when he's sober.
And I would agree with that.
That officer was within his rights. He was within his authority to shoot him, whether we like it or not.
And that's just the use of deadly force written into law, which nobody seems to be talking about. But again, why do they sit here? If the media is going to make an event every time a black guy is shot by a white guy or a police officer, then this country's never going to stop having riots and protests, folks. And it looks like that's the media agenda. And if they prop up Floyd as a martyr, who was the farthest thing from an example of a good man, in my opinion, and this guy who had a history of beating children and women, and now he's the next martyr. The media is not going to stop doing this. Thanks for the call, Ken. Let's take another Ken in Texas. Go ahead, Ken.
Yo, what's up, Owen?
Go ahead.
Yo, what's up, man? I just want to say it's like over here in Dallas, I don't think we have a lot of, like, I think we haven't had a lot of out-of-state influence. So I've been watching, like, the protests trying to get violent, like in California and New York. I just say, man, like, what do we do down here? because I feel like you get a lot of people. A lot of people are just asleep, really, down over here in Dallas, man. So, I mean, what do states like that do?
Well, I mean, like I said, if you're in this area, I would just suggest moving out. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you, man. The Democrats are going to let these people burn your city to the ground, and they're not going to let you open up a business or do anything because of COVID. So that's just the Democrat operating system right now.
That's insane, dude.
I mean, I don't know what to tell you, Ken. I mean, you can't defend yourself. You get arrested. You can't have your gun out. You get arrested. I mean, literally, people who are just defending themselves from these violent mobs are getting arrested. It's awful. I saw another a picture of they were claiming they were Proud Boys. I haven't proven that. It could just be a fake news report. But it was guys who were armed trying to protect the business from mob riots over the weekend, and all three of them got arrested. And then what happens? The mob and rioting continues to happen after you arrest the good guys. It's sick. And so again, what motivation does a cop have now to do his job? What motivation does a citizen have now to defend himself? You just got to get away from these Democrat hellholes, sadly. That's sadly, I don't know what else to say, Ken. The Democrats have turned their cities into complete hellholes and crap holes of no law, no justice, no order, just total chaos and death and rape. And that's everything the left is. Let's take one more call. Ryan in Oklahoma. Go ahead, Ryan.
Thanks for taking my call. I know that Noam Chomsky's name is mud in all of these circles, in the conservative circles, but back in 1988, him and Edward Herman wrote a book called Manufacturing Consent. And that's what's going on right now. That's exactly what's going on right now. The media is manufacturing consent to the public. Through quieting your voices and Alex's voices, and not allowing for there to be choice in the media, and
oh yeah, and then showing and then showing George Floyd for three straight weeks, exactly.
So I wish that people would go and take a look at that, check out the five filters of editorial bias, and I would really like for Alex Jones. I'd love to know his take on it because this is fundamental info war.
And you know, that's kind of the craziest thing about this, Ryan. Thank you for the call. And I mentioned that yesterday. It's like we have to, it's like you said, everything that's happening, it's like we've already predicted all this. We've already showed you the blueprint. We already told you all this was going to happen. So it's like there's no point in us being redundant saying, hey, we told you, hey, this is how it's going. It's like now we have to have the plan of action, what to do. And I don't want to call for a violent offensive front. I don't think we have to go there yet. Maybe inevitable, but I mean, right now, if you can, get out of Democrat-run cities. Get out of inner cities. I'm serious, folks. You need to get as far away from progressive liberals and Democrats as possible. They are a direct threat to your life, your liberty, your pursuit of happiness, everything. These are dangerous people. They're mentally disturbed. They're being fumed and fueled by the media. It's a very dangerous powder keg that the Democrats and the media are lighting.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From Alex Jones and then Paul Joseph Watson will be taking over. Remember, InfoWarsStore.com, ladies and gentlemen, that's how all of this is possible. Our reporters on the ground in Seattle, all the live shows that we have here from David Knight to Alex Jones to the War Room that I'm normally hosting, guest host today, Savannah Hernandez, to Band.video, to all the things we do, folks. It's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So remember that. And remember, folks, the emergency food still in stock. The Democrats are and the deep state and the globalists are going to launch another big devastating event against this country, and there's going to be a rush on storable food. There is zero doubt about that. So get in your orders for emergency storable food at InfoWarsStore.com before another rush happens, whether it's a second fake pandemic, a real one, riots and looting all around the United States. Get prepared with emergency storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, here, Alex Jones.
The mega corporations that are establishing planetary world government want to destroy the model of open free societies because it competes with their centralized model. They never wanted to merge the planet and create a kumbaya system. They actually plan to use the three planetary regions with 10 sub-regions to further balkanize what was left of the once great nation states by exacerbating ethnic, religious, and historical fissures. They talk about, when they finally complete this, having armored citadels that are sovereign states, corporate states above the law, similar to what the Vatican is, or the City of London, financial center within London. There, they will be high-tech reservations with huge walls, combat drones, very little need for even a human security force, and outside of it, will be everybody else. And this is how the globalists have already set up a corporate world government. They're transferring all the money, all the energy, all the science through the IMF and World Bank and all these scams they're running on record to vertically integrate things as a form of war. They're not just greedily establishing this because they want all of the, quote, resources so that they personally are richer or have a higher number of digits in their bank account. It's done so they can economically dictate your total surrender. They are erasing the social contract of the Renaissance that made us fat, dumb, and happy. They've decided under social Darwinism that we don't deserve all of this because we've become fat, dumb, and happy. So they're just going to grease the skids for us to slide over the edge into oblivion. You can look it all up for yourself. My film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, lays it out. We've made hundreds and hundreds of other special reports and articles showing their own quotes and their own statements. That's how I was able 20 plus years ago to lay out what the future would look like, because I was reading you their own white papers and their own economic theories and their own stated goals. Well, now they've brought us to where they said they would 20 years ago. And if they bring us the next few legs, there aren't going to be many people left. And that's what the lockdowns are for. They're training you to behave yourself and see nothing happen. It wasn't a big deal. And then progressively more deadly, real bioweapons are released. But you behave and sit in your home and die. And it's not just going to be bioattacks. It's going to be electrochemical. It's going to be electromagnetic. It's going to be chemical. It's going to be radiological. And they'll have these overlapping fields of fire. They will then introduce new diseases, new treatment regimes through the UN that have nothing to do with what you're actually getting sick from, because it will actually be a binary or even more than two different things that are combined to create what they've actually hit you with. And then also, they will also have a treatment regimen, just like with HIV or COVID-19, that actually exacerbates it or makes it worse or actually kills you. And, of course, it was Fauci, very evil eugenicist, who oversaw the HIV bioweapon rollout response and the AZT and all the big drugs that actually killed people, not the HIV virus. And, of course, all of that came out as well. They know what they're doing. And they can be defeated, though, because psychotics and their servant sociopaths are very OCD and follow the same patterns over and over again, and also like to codify their battle plans in very thinly veiled reports and drills and tabletop exercises and then real-world exercises. And that's what Gates has said. Bill Gates is that this is Event 201. This is really just a drill. He said that on Colbert, not even veiled, a few months ago. But that the bigger ones are coming, and of course he'll be the savior there and dictate to us how we live and how we behave. As for Black Lives Matter, it doesn't matter if it's 12, 14 black men that questionably get killed by the cops every year in the United States. It doesn't matter if that's one of the rarest forms of death for black men. The left knows that under what's left of America's Christian ethos, that we like to be guilty, and so the new religion is hating ourselves and prostrating ourselves and showing that we're bad and saying, just agree that Black Lives Matter. What you're really agreeing to is Planned Parenthood and George Soros that fund Black Lives Matter, that are actually carrying out the extermination of black people. It's the perfect obscene cover. Meanwhile, the Clintons oversaw the Rwandan massacre, where over 1 million African Christians were killed. I mean, the UN didn't just oversee it. It turned out they actually directed and did most of the massacring themselves, as they were bringing in other African tribes that were anti-Christian and could be controlled by the United Nations. They were destroying one of the only stable governments in Africa that black Christians had set up, because that's the name of the game, destabilization, destruction. But, when I just talk about 800,000 to 1.5 million, the numbers vary, of dead black people, that's just, come on, Jones, you're a white supremacist. That's the mental programming. They won't go show you the videos and photos of UN troops raping children or burning them over fires. I mean, I made a film and exposed it, America's Destroyed by Design. But see, Google doesn't want you to see it, so it's banned. Just like Tim Cook gives $100 million or pledges it to Black Lives Matter. He means revolution in America. And then what does Tim Cook do? Runs the worst factories, contracts them out in China with 3 million Uyghurs building many of the Apple components. And he knows damn well what he's doing. He loves it. Communist China a few years ago said, would you pay workers a little bit more and maybe they actually have houses to live in. He said, no, we'll leave. But see, it's okay, because Tim Cook's trendy, and he talks with a lisp. And as long as you talk with a lisp, it's all a camouflage cover for these psychotic monsters. Real psychos, the high-functioning ones, always have a gimmick. Oh, they're driving an ice cream truck. Oh, they've got a puppy. Oh, they've got a little yellow Volkswagen. They're non-threatening. We'd like to take you for, you know, a Coca-Cola, young 16-year-old girl. Well, they just do it on a mass scale. They're not trolling like some of the people you've seen at Penn State, you know, there at the elementary school. No, no, no. These are the individuals that do this on a mass scale, scientifically, and then have armies of lawyers and politicians and PR firms roll it out with a cover story of why they're doing it. But you scratch the surface, they're cold-blooded killers. But the good news is Congressman Scalise has sent letters that they're starting an investigation to these Democrat governors. Now it's 10 confirmed. They were not told by Trump. They were not told by his administration to put people in nursing homes. They were following the UN directive of the WHO because they knew they had to hit some real death numbers so they could put people with pneumonias and with flus who also test positive for COVID. The test that Gates put out are frauds and shut down with the FDA for it is total proof. See right there, even the FDA, he pretty much controls, still shut his ass down on such fraud because he was creating hysteria with all his fake tests. His tests are sold by the millions. They had to send people that are actually sick to the nursing homes knowing it's death sentence. The default position is never allow someone into a nursing home who actually doesn't need the nursing. Remember, healthy patients, but that it tested positive. Oh, but they've got a virus. Stick them in there. Bring a bunch of people in there. Bring a bunch of homeless people and folks in that have got a whole bunch of different bacteria and viruses and kill off the old folks. Then slap COVID on it. And the hospitals and nursing homes will go along with it because they're getting an extra 52 plus grand on average for carrying out the mafia hit. And the best hitmen, you know, kill people for that type of money. So this is hitman money. Now 60,000 people that died in the nursing homes. So think about the diabolical, premeditated nature of them not letting their families in to see them, saying you might have something, but bringing people in that they knew were positive. Those are in the same states, same protocols, same buildings. And they have monsters funded by Soros and put into power by the New York Attorney General, Letitia James, who ordered and threatened to arrest any nursing home owners or directors that didn't submit and didn't join her in the criminal activity and in the murder. And the premeditation goes on and 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 on. And it's all coordinated. It's all in battle plans. It's all drawn up by these sick, evil people, by Gates, who's always out there telling you, oh, you know, kill an old lady and you can hire 10 teachers, which is all just made up baloney as well. He's teaching you that you get ahead by others dying. It's eugenics. It's death cult programming. All right, folks, back to the live transmission. Got more special reports coming up. They're extremely critical. Please spread the word about the live transmission. We can overpower these monsters, but you've got to get excited. You've got to get aggressive, and you've got to realize you are the Paul Revere. That's not rhetoric. That's fact. You are just as important as this broadcast. You don't take action, they win. You want them to win. Get aggressive. Spread the word by any means legally necessary.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.